Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
And we want to tell you about our exciting day today. We decided we were going to go to a local ski resort and go tubing.
Yeah, tubing.
I just thought, you know, it's almost going to be February, okay? And I said, I want to do something fun for the winter. And we're not skiers, right, Lair? We're not skiers.
No, I don't want to wreck my knees or nothing like that, you know.
Right, so we were having just a great time, and I wanted to go in and get a hot chocolate in the lounge, the lodge, and I went in there, and, well, Larry, why don't you tell them what happened?
Oh, boy, okay, I don't know how this stuff always happens to me, but...
I don't either.
I was just doing my thing, I was just... tubing, having a good old time, you know.
It was fun.
Reliving my youth, you know. So, you know, I'm cooking down the hill. I'm going pretty good, right? And all of a sudden, there's this kid, like, I don't know, just like right in the middle of the course. And, you know, he wasn't really moving, doing much. And, you know, I have my choice here. It's like, what am I going to do? There's somebody over there. There's a tree over there. There he is right there. I can't stop, you know. I don't know what the hell, why he wasn't moving. Like, why would he just be sitting there? I don't know.
That was weird.
Maybe he blew out his tube and put some wall-to-wall carpeting for a blowout patch or something. I don't know what the hell reason he could have to just be, like, barely moving. But I couldn't stop, you know.
No, you can't.
I couldn't.
You start going.
So I crashed into him, you know. Kid goes flying, you know. And, I mean, kids wipe out all the time doing this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, those things are soft. It shouldn't have been such a big deal. But, you know, he goes flying off there, you know, and he gets up with his hat off and the snow in his face, you know, and, you know, crying and red in the face and everything. And I felt bad, you know. Mm. So I wanted to console him, like, I'm sorry, whatever, you know. You know what he did? Typical, like, the younger generation, CCs, whatever. You injured me. I'm going to sue you. You know, he's going to go get Munley and Cartwright or something like that. You know, I couldn't believe it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, you know, just sitting there. I couldn't get out of the way. You're fine. You know, so you injured me, you know. I said, you know, so you know what I did?
What?
I did I kind of lunged at him, you know, like with the fake eye poke thing. I'm like, ah, you know what he did? He flinched, you know, he moved pretty quick, like we're in a boxing match or something. I said, well, I guess the fake neck brace routine's going to be something to not happen there then, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he started yelling at me and stuff. And how could I get intimidated by, you know, a little kid or whatever? But like, well, I'm sorry, you're fine, whatever. So then he gets his little buddies, you know, a little chubby freckle-faced kid there, you know, he calling his buddies over, you know, like there's some kind of gang or something like that, you know. Next thing you know, they're all, you know, coming after me, you know.
Yeah. So I'm sitting in the lounge. Why do I keep saying that? The lodge, Larry, the lodge. And it has the huge picture windows of the slopes, you know. And I see Larry running with a bunch of kids chasing him. It was like the Christmas cookie fiasco all over again, Larry.
Yeah.
Why are these kids always chasing you?
I don't know, but, you know, I didn't know what else to do because, like, I know they're just kids or whatever, but, I mean, let's face it. I'm one guy. You can't hit a kid, and you got about seven kids coming after you. You know, they looked like little Chucky dolls, like they're going to kill me or something.
They were chasing you.
So I just followed my male instincts, and I'm outnumbered about 7-1, so I ran for it, you know?
Yeah. And so we got into the lodge, and you ran into the men's room, and I had to stop those kids. I had to stop them, because if they went into the men's room after you, they would have beat you up, Larry.
Well, that's, you know, what I was thinking. They was going to gang up on me, give me a smackdown or something, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't know. I didn't want no part of that, especially with kids and how many there was. So they chased me. I ran, and I had to escape them.
I didn't care for what they were saying, okay? They were making fun of me. One kid, he even made fun of my wig. And that you don't even go there with me, Larry, with that stuff, you know?
No.
But who's their parents, Larry? Who's their parents? Why aren't they teaching these kids manners or to respect people? I don't like it.
I don't know.
Don't like it.
Well, this freckle face was like a little ambulance chaser is what he was.
Yeah, I think that's what he was.
But he don't have a chance with that.
I bet you he didn't want to go to school tomorrow and he wanted to.
Yeah, well, he won't have a chance with that after the fake eye poke where he ducked away and stuff. I said I got a witness, but
yeah.
Then the way he's chasing me and stuff, injured people don't run after you like that.
Right. So, yeah, so this was our excitement for today. We just wanted to share it. And, you know, sometimes these things happen. But, you know, it is what it is. So thank you very much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.